You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from gangrenenation.com. And today our episode is brought to you by the Peacock and Williamson podcast. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the league. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And while you are subscribing to Peacock and Williamson, also subscribe to Locked On Jets. If you do that, we'll deliver new episodes to your device as they are posted. And give the show a 5-star review if you enjoy that, if you enjoy it as well. That helps us out quite a bit. On today's show, we are going to talk about pressure. We're going to talk about the players who I think are under the most pressure for the New York Jets in the year 2021. Now, pressure is kind of an intangible thing. And on some level, every player, coach, and executive in the league is under pressure. You know, heading into last season, I don't think you would have said Sam Darnold was a player who was under a ton of pressure with the New York Jets, but he played terribly. He played below expectation. He played so far below expectations that the Jets moved on, which seemed unlikely. Heading into the season, I think most of us said that there was going to be a year four of Darnold unless there was a catastrophic year three. Well, what we got was a catastrophic year three. So on some level, everybody's got pressure. Everybody's one catastrophic season away from their spot on the team or their spot in the NFL being in jeopardy. Every player theoretically is one great season away from maybe getting a payday, getting a lot of respect through the league, becoming a star, getting a good reputation. So it's a varying scale. And to be honest with you, a lot of it is based on how you deal with external factors. You know, there are some players who may not be under great pressure on paper, but really feel like they're under pressure. There are other players whose career may be on the line, but they may not be fazed by it. So a lot of this is kind of intangible, but there are four different types of pressures I'd like to talk about on today's show. These are the players who I think are really under the microscope for the New York Jets in the year 2021. And at the risk of beginning with the obvious choice, I'm going to start with the quarterback. There's nothing like quarterback pressure. The quarterback's always going to be under some degree of pressure on your football team, and that's especially true for a player entering his first NFL season. I think Zach Wilson's under pressure. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, you have to keep expectations low. And listen, I agree with that. You're being rational. The fans and the media in New York are not rational. Zach Wilson is going to be heavily scrutinized. Every throw he makes is going to be broken down, probably far more, probably overanalyzed. I mean, if you've followed the stories through OTA, you know, if you followed the stuff through the offseason practices, the reaction's been kind of ridiculous from the media. You know, every season these practices get overly scrutinized, and then even by the time you get to training camp, nobody remembers how anybody did in OTAs or in mini camps or in, you know, in any of this offseason program. I think there's also pressure on Wilson from the standpoint that he's got a fair chance right now. You know, Wilson cannot have a bad season. I guess he can have a bad season, but it's going to be a mark against him if he has a really bad rookie season. He's got to show some competency right off the bat because he's in the position that Sam Darnold was never in. Wilson's in a position where he has a fighting chance. He's been put into a system which is kind of the cutting-edge system in the NFL, the quote-unquote Shanahan offense. You know, the joke around the league is that every quarterback's, you know, you see analysis that this quarterback's a great fit in the Shanahan offense. You hear about every single quarterback. It's essentially an offense that's designed to make the quarterback's job as easy as possible, or at least to make it less difficult. The Jets have done a pretty good job surrounding him with a functioning supporting cast. I mean, I'm not going to make this out to be the Kansas City Chiefs offense as far as talent goes, but he's got a quality group of receivers. There's depth at the position. The offensive line, you know, you're kind of basing it more on hope than on past performance, but you're hoping that maybe Elijah Vera Tucker is able to slide in there and be a quality guard on day one. You're hoping that with new coaching, with another year in their systems under their belts, guys like maybe Connor McGovern, Mekhi Becton can improve. At the end of the day, this is probably the best Jets, the best supporting cast the Jets have had in quite a while. In fact, if you don't count the 2015 team with Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker and Chris Ivory, you could argue this is the best Jets supporting cast any quarterback has had in close to a decade. Now, that's not to say that Zach Wilson's got to be perfect this year. That's not to say he's not allowed to have bad games. He's going to have bad games. There are going to be, I bet you anything, there's going to be a couple 3 or 4 interception games where he gets totally lost. People are going to freak out. I'm going to be told I'm going too easy on Wilson because I'm going to, and I'll tell you this on June 10th right now, so you can make a note. June 10th, I'm telling you that there are going to be terrible games. I'm going to tell you not to freak out. People will call me crazy for saying don't freak out. But that's just how it is with rookies. I mean, you go back through the history of the NFL, every rookie quarterback has games where they look like they have no idea what they're doing. He's going to see more complex defenses. He's not going to be the type of quarterback who can carry his team the way like Aaron Rodgers can, at least not in year one. I think you have to kind of moderate your expectations. There are some expectations. He can't go out there and be terrible. I mean, he can, but it's not a good sign. Maybe it's not the end of his career, but it's not a good sign. But you also can't expect him to go out there and be a top five quarterback in season one. What I'm looking from Wilson is just somebody who looks competent. More often than not, he looks like a guy who belongs in the NFL, like a few special weeks thrown in there. And while there are going to be games where he looks totally lost, there's a big difference between having a game or two here or there where you look totally lost and having a full month, a full 6-week stretch where you look totally lost. That's something we've seen frequently from Jets rookie quarterbacks in the past where they go long stretches where they look like they just don't belong at the NFL. And I think Wilson has less of an excuse than any of the other guys. Now, he can live up to these expectations, of course. He's the second overall pick. You know, I've heard discussions, there's debate in the fan base, can he be expected to win Rookie of the Year? Well, I don't think you ever expect somebody to win an award, but he's the second pick. He's got a real shot at it. I mean, there's a reason the Jets drafted him second overall. He's got to make good on his ability, though. And I think, for obvious reasons, he'll probably be the most scrutinized player on the roster in 2021.
Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including baseball, basketball, hockey, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. It's one word with no space, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. These may be protein bars, but they taste like candy bars. They're delicious, they're covered in chocolate, they're soft, they're easy to chew, and they're healthy. Most flavors have 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15, it's one word with no space, LOCKED, number 5, for 15% off at BuiltBar, BuiltBar.com.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast on this Thursday, talking about players who I think are under pressure for the New York Jets in 2021. There are different types of pressure, and the players in the next category I'm going to discuss are not so much under pressure because their roster spots would be in jeopardy with a bad season. It's more the expectations that have been placed on them because they are former number one picks, because they were viewed as potential stars entering the NFL. These are players who are under pressure to take the next step. And there are two guys who come to mind, Mekhi Becton and Quinnen Williams. Now, when I analyze players, there's this one category that I tend to give every season, and that's, it was good for a rookie. And the for a rookie part is a very, very major disclaimer, because most rookies don't do anything in the NFL. So if you look like you have a pulse, odds are you've looked good for a rookie because you've gotten something out of your rookie. For many players, especially high draft picks, good for a rookie is not good enough for a player in years 2, 3, 4. I think Mekhi Becton did a decent enough job for the Jets last year as a left tackle. I think more often than not, he looked like a guy who belonged in the NFL. But there were some weeks where he looked pretty bad. There were some weeks where he was a detriment to the Jets' offense. And he also had to deal with injuries. You know, he also has to show that he can stay healthy a little bit. And these are things that, again, are not that uncommon for a rookie. In fact, to be quite honest with you, I was not expecting Mekhi Becton to be as good as he was. I was expecting the rough moments to be more frequent than they were last year. But now I'm looking in year two. The reason the Jets drafted him was they thought he could be a star-level left tackle. You know, you look at the physical attributes he has between the size and his ability, you know, his athletic ability. This is the type of guy they think could be a cornerstone left tackle for the next 10 years, a Pro Bowl caliber guy. And I think that's what the Jets are going to look for him to develop into with a full season under his belt. Now he's gotten some experience against the speed, the athleticism, the size of NFL pass rushers. Now it's time for him to take the next step and really develop. And Quinnen Williams, you may think it's odd that I put him here. I think Quinnen Williams over the second half of last season really started to look like a guy who justified the third overall pick. I don't think he was that way consistently through the season, though. I think that especially early in the season, there were moments where he was a little quiet. I think what you saw was a player who looked like he was really starting to rise near the end of the 2020 season. And you have to be very excited about the way he looked. You have to be excited about where he's going. But now it's time for him to build on that momentum. You know, we've seen this before with Jets defensive linemen, and it's not fair to put these failures on Quinnen Williams, but how many times have we seen the first-round pick defensive lineman have the strong second season and then not build on it? And with Quinnen Williams, I think you had to like what you said. Last season for Quinnen Williams was a major success, but he has to build on it. You know, he has to show that especially near the end of the season, the way he was dominating on a consistent basis, that is the type of thing he can sustain going forward. So he's a guy under pressure in that area, as far as I'm concerned. Now, the next group of players are guys who are just pressure. I think are under pressure to stay in the league, because if they don't produce in 2021, they may be lucky to get a training camp invite in 2022. The two guys I'm going to talk about are Tevin Coleman and Chris Herndon. And to be honest with you, I'm a little surprised how optimistic people are with Tevin Coleman, because he barely played last year. He was dealing with knee injuries. He was getting to an age which tends to not be a good one for running backs, because running back is a position where players tend to age early. He's not that young. I think that there are more questions than there are answers for Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman, the best thing he has going for him is being in a backfield where there's pretty much nothing as far as proven running backs go. You know, Michael Carter, I think, is going to see a fair share of the carries, but in the system the Jets are putting in, typically teams use a running back rotation, and Coleman's the only guy with any sort of resume. Even if you assume that Carter's going to see a lot of carries, Coleman's the only guy with any sort of track record in this league, which you think would give him the inside track. But listen, when it goes for a running back, sometimes it goes really quickly. And I think Coleman has to prove he's still capable of producing in the NFL. He can be an attribute for the Jets. I liked the signing, especially given how little the Jets paid him. Again, I kind of fall in this middle ground where I'm not necessarily expecting big things from him. But given the player you got, given the price you paid, I think it probably was worth the gamble. So, you know, I think Coleman's got it, but you know, if he doesn't produce this year, that might be it for him. And as far as Herndon goes, I mean, I think we all know the struggles that existed for Chris Herndon last year. And you just have to hope it was Adam Gase. You have to hope that he was just kind of disengaged because he was promised a big role in the offense that never really came. You have to hope that maybe a new coaching staff will be able to get through to him. Because, you know, you go back to his rookie season in 2018, he was a competent starting tight end, which has not been that common for the New York Jets in the time I've watched them. And he looked like a guy with upside, a guy who could really be a big asset in the passing game going forward. And he's done nothing the last 2 years. And, you know, you could have written 2019 off due to injury and suspension, but 2020, he looked like a below replacement level player. It's time for him to get back and start producing again. And if he doesn't, I mean, I'm not sure there's going to be a second contract for anybody in the, from anybody in the NFL. Maybe somebody will give him a chance next year, but he's got to show he belongs in this league. He's got to show he's put this awful two-year stretch behind him. And he, again, he's got an opportunity because Jets tight end position, not a great group right now. You know, even with the addition of Tyler Kroft, who could play a role in this offense, there's still an opportunity, much like Coleman. This is the right team if you're somebody still looking to prove that you can play. This is the right team to be at for that particular position.
Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they are always reliably low. RockAuto.com's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast on this Thursday. On today's show, I'm talking about players who I think are under pressure for the New York Jets in the year 2021. And I'm going to close today's show by talking about a fourth category of players under pressure. And this is merely the pressure to show that you can produce in the NFL, the pressure to show that you are a competent NFL player. And I think a lot of second-year members of the New York Jets fall into this category. You could look at Denzel Mims. You could look at Ashton Davis, Jabari Zuniga, Bryce Hall. There are lots of players who fit this category. One of the things I always say is that you should have low expectations for rookies. You should always give rookies a pass if they don't produce. I don't believe that for players in their second season. By the time you're entering your second season, you've had a full year to get acclimated to the NFL, to learn your playbook, to get used to the level of competition. You've had the chance to practice, to work with professional coaches to refine your technique. And if you cannot do it in year two, I have much less patience than I did in year one. Now with Mims, there might be a bit of pressure because I feel like we always talk about, at least I always talk about him as though he's going to be an impact player for the Jets. And I think when we do that, a lot of this is based on how much we liked him coming out of Baylor. Now, you look at last season, I think in context, it wasn't terrible. You look at what he did on a per-game basis when he played. Not bad, but he was not healthy for much of the season. And the other thing I'd say with Mims is, you know, people have talked about his size-speed ratio. When you look at his timed numbers, you know, his timed athletic numbers, he did not look like a 4.3 40 guy out there. He did look slower, which is not necessarily the end of the world because at his size, he doesn't necessarily need to be a guy with blazing speed, but there are some question marks there and, you know, maybe a bit of pressure. There have been some reports that maybe Keelan Cole's getting work with the first team over him. Maybe he has to go out there and earn it with the new coaching staff. It's a fresh start for everybody, which can be a good thing or a bad thing. Now, if you look at Ashton Davis, I mean, there's no other way to put it. The Jets signed LaMarcus Joyner, it sounds like, to take a starting job away from Ashton Davis. There were some good moments at the end of last season, but again, he's got to show it. He's got to show it because it seems like the Jets have signed somebody to keep him out of the starting lineup. Now, in today's NFL, there is plenty of room for an extra defensive back to get on the field, so if he goes out there and proves that he belongs, he can earn a role on this roster, but it doesn't sound like anything's going to be handed to him. Jabari Zuniga, another guy who, you know, has an opportunity. You always need another pass rusher. If you can get to the quarterback, there's always going to be playing time for you. Last year, I think, was kind of a redshirt year for him. Got to go out and prove it. Bryce Hall at corner, a position the Jets don't really have much at. There's going to be a big opportunity for him to go out there and lock down a starting job. But these are guys, you know, these are guys we're kind of projecting. We liked them when the Jets drafted them, at least most of them. We gave them a season to get experience. Some of it was good, some of it was bad, but I think the pressure is now on them. I don't think you can go back and just excuse it as them being young players anymore if they don't produce. I think this is the year for these guys to produce and show that they can have a role with the New York Jets going forward. Anyway, that's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll be back next time to talk more Jets.